All right, we're now recording. We are going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the internet's casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian. Join me this evening are Josh and Sam. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
The band is back.
The band is back together. We're using our real names. We don't even have our game people names.
Mine change all the time, so.
I'm Brian. We got Josh. We got Sam. Here we go. So we're back at it here, guys. We took a short little hiatus of sorts, which wouldn't have really have happened if I would have just posted the freaking episode that Sam gave me.
I recorded an episode with Mr. Blue. Hopefully both of those, this one and that one, will go up sometime soon. We had some great predictions about Fantasy Dota, not Fantasy Dota, but like the silly ad drop. Who is going where?
Oh yeah,
Mr. Blue is very well informed. So,
dude knows what's up, and it'll be up probably today or tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah. Depending on whether I take a nap after this here podcast, it's not solely dependent on that. Not solely dependent on that. But we're back at it. Feels good. I feel crispy and fresh-ish.
Do you?
Yeah. Had a long couple of weeks. School started back up, and I work with a church that meets at a college campus. So when school starts back up, life gets crazy. So here we go. So we're back in the thick of it.
Well played.
Well played. GG, well played. Sam, how's life been / how's Dota been / whatever?
Life's been good. This was my first week back at grad school, so 2 more semesters, and then I'm out of there.
And that's it?
I start my internship at the place that I want to be employed at in the future, so wish me luck on Tuesday.
Nice.
And other than that, I started playing Path of Exile, which isn't
now,
Dota.
What is Path of Exile?
It's like a spiritual successor to Diablo 2.
Okay.
I know that there is a Diablo 3, but I don't think anybody likes that game.
Whoa. I love Diablo 3.
Okay, well, you're wrong.
Did you mean that sarcastically?
No, I really don't like Diablo 3.
Oh, I love Diablo 3.
Okay, so here are my... Well, actually, what do you like about that game?
All right. First, I want to put it out on the table here that... we can both like our games and have our opinions. So let's just put that out there.
Brian!
So here's what I like about Diablo 3. I like that it kind of becomes like a Zen kind of type thing in some ways. Especially with like the adventure mode where you get like these random maps where you're just a dude going in there and just murdering people. And just getting loot. Like it's just one big loot run in some ways.
Yes.
And I think the character design is really good. I think it's fun. It's not necessarily crazy challenging, at least
right.
Not in my experience. But it's fun. I really like the fun level of it.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
What I didn't like about that game was for a while, they didn't have the loot system really figured out.
Oh, so like the game was horrible when they first launched it.
So I think maybe that's why I don't like it. Yeah. Is because I played it like right when it came out.
Were you, okay, so you were playing it with like the real money auction house and that.
Oh yeah,
hot
it was
mess
terrible.
And oh yeah, I don't blame you. That version of the game sucked a big one. But when the expansion pack came out, it's like a whole different game.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So maybe then you would also like Path of Exile because it is literally just about looting up. Like,
yeah.
You just go and you just have, your guy or gal and you just go kill things. And it's not super challenging and it feels good to incrementally get better. And the big difference between that and Diablo 3 is that, like, you can't really, like, reallocate your skill points. It's like you have to know what you're doing going into it. Right. If that makes sense.
Yeah. That was an issue I had with Diablo 2. And I guess if they're going for, like, the Diablo 2 vibe, then they got it. Because I didn't like that you couldn't really, like, reallocate your skill points. That was kind of annoying to me.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes some planning. I mean, there are, like, a ton of resources out there on the internet, so it just takes, like, a little bit of effort to, like, find one that you want to do.
Right.
But I get how that's annoying. Like, maybe you end up not liking that play style, and then you're kind of like, well, why did I go through all that?
I mean, as long as I know, like, what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I know how and where to invest my points, like, that's not a problem.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, Josh plays, like, Battlegrounds, but, like, for me, like, when I'm not playing Dota and I just want to, like, hang out, this is, like, a really fun, easy, like, mindless type of game.
Dude, you threw me under the bus right there.
What do you mean? I was trying to
set you up. Josh plays Battlegrounds.
I was trying to set you up so that you could hop in about Battlegrounds.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks, Sam.
Wait.
To my own segment here.
Because you stream it, and it seems
I
like
do.
Fun.
I did, yeah.
Wait, hold on. So I want to put out there first that friend of the show and fellow Austrian, SeaDonkey21, plays the
Path of Exile.
Path of Exile. Plays the
He's
path
the one
game.
Who got me into it, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, well, never mind. And
He's
I,
great.
I keep saying I'm going to get into it, and I just haven't.
It's free,
and
so that's nice.
Wait, it's free?
It's free.
100% right? Free.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, there we go. Awesome. I'm going to do it at some point. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Battlegrounds. Let's hear about it, Josh.
It's a game. You shoot people. End of story.
Cool. Sam, how's your week in Dota going?
Doesn't the map, like, get smaller or something?
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about it on air. You land. You jump out of parachute. You fly to the ground from a helicopter anywhere on a massive map.
You fly to the ground from a helicopter.
Fly to the ground with the parachute strapped to your back, but you're flying.
I don't know why that sounds so weird. You fly to the ground.
Fly to the ground. But basically, you go to the ground, you lose some guns, some equipment, and you try to fight people. But what happens is there's a circle, and if you're outside the circle, you die to... I don't know, imaginary gases or something, you know.
So
you take incremental damage.
I have Battlegrounds as well, and I haven't been able to do the team or squad mode yet.
Yes.
Which I hear where that's where the real fun is.
There's plus and minuses of both, I think.
Okay.
For sure. I find I've at least won one solo, like by myself. I've won one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I think it's a much easier. Because what happens when you're in a duo or a squad, let's say you kill one guy, they get knocked down. They don't die. So, like, they can get revived, and then your, like, buddies know where you're shooting from, you know?
Oh,
so
interesting.
So it seems to be, like, much more difficult to at least get, like, top five or win. And it also seems like in solos, people die quicker. I don't know why. But they just do, so...
I died real quick my second match I played. Because I wasn't really aware, like, how quickly that blue circle contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hey, you need to be outside of the area, or you need to be in the right spot before we shrink up the battleground. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. I'm like basically right there.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't outrun this thing. It was insane.
No. So, and sometimes it's, like, all the way across the map, like, and you have no idea. So you gotta, like, we gotta get in a car and go. So,
yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun, but it's also, I don't know, it's unsatisfying sometimes when you just, like, loot for 10 or 15 minutes and you get good stuff and then you die to a guy where you don't even know where they're coming from, you know? So that's really irritating, but
Yeah, it can be a little.
It feels, it's also like Dota. You know, you could fight for 45 minutes and then lose at the end.
For the person that's just like picking off a random person, it's like super satisfying. But if you're the dude that just gets shot out of nowhere, you're like, screw this game.
Yeah, of course. So
yeah.
And it's also unoptimized right now, so it runs like shit sometimes.
Right. Which I've heard it's gotten a little better lately. But yeah, we were just talking about how you think it's still kind of crap.
Yeah. And, because we were talking before the show about how my GPU is throttling because of it, even though, you know, it doesn't on any other games. So,
yeah.
It's GPU heavy, let's put it that way.
Yes. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Let's put it that way.
Let's see. What did I do? Nothing. I unloaded speakers and loaded speakers up and played guitar. And loved all of it, which was awesome.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Met a bunch of new people. Nice. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, guys, let's get into Dota talk here. I'm going to play this bumper and then we'll get going.
Oh, look at it go! Oh, yeah!
Ooh, aha. Josh, I want to hear about how things are going with you in the sweet, sweet game of Dota 2.
I've been talking forever.
Feels good. We like you. You're the star. You're the star of the show.
Yeah, you're the star, sex appeal, and the face of the show. So,
it's good. I don't know. I've played a lot of Dota recently because my wife works this weekend, so it's game weekend. Okay. And then I'm on a team with Sam. So,
well, let's hear about that. Yeah,
that's been. The way you asked that, it's been going good. I don't, Sam, what are we in the league? Like, I don't know, 4-3 or something,
5-3 maybe.
What league is this?
AD2L, under 3K, which I'm hovering around 3K. Don't tell anybody, but it's like under 3K, it's a lot of fun.
Is that a Reddit sponsored league or not sponsored, but like a Reddit thing?
I don't think so. I think Reddit has their own, maybe. But it's like one of the more popular ones. Let's put it that way.
All right.
But it's been good. I don't know. Let me just pick up a game and let me talk about it.
This is good radio. How have things been for you, Sam, as far as like the pro, now that you have a pro Dota career with our friend Josh here?
Going pro is hard. I've really been sacrificing a lot of my time to become a better Dota player. No, playing in the league is fun because it's a lot different than, I mean, this is an obvious thing to say, but it's a lot different than playing pubs. Like, even though we're still not good, like teams, and this obviously varies game to game, but like, teams are like more cohesive and like trying to do stuff, and like not that it looks like pro Dota, but it's like moving in that direction, which is fun.
Yeah.
So you've noticed like a definite difference in the matches? Like, are they better matches, or do you think they're harder, or?
I think both. Okay. Right now we have 5 wins, so we're in 4th place, which is not the bottom and not the top. We're like right in the middle.
I've banked an entire career out of being neither the best nor the worst.
No, the games are harder for sure. So actually, Josh and I were talking about this earlier. So like in pub matches, I'm the type of guy who like sees somebody out of position and it's just like, okay, here I go. Hope my team's coming along.
Always forward, never back.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but more of the time it works because like that person is usually out of position with like nobody around, because it's just like a bunch of people playing by themselves. Whereas like when we're playing a game, against a real team, usually like that person will be out of position, but also like their teammates will be more likely to respond.
Okay.
So things are harder for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you feel like the games are... I'm not sure how to phrase this without... Okay, I'm going to explain myself. Do you think the games are fun? Not to say that whether the game is fun or not can totally equate to whether the match in question was like... Sometimes a match can be not necessarily fun per se, but like very fulfilling, I guess.
Yeah, so I think the games are super fulfilling. Okay. I think it's really fun. So I think it's forced me to think about like some patterns in my own play and like thinking about the team in general has made me think about myself, I guess.
Yeah.
And so like for us, I think we kind of struggle in like the transition from the laning stage to the mid game. So like right around that time when like the lanes are kind of breaking down and you like might have taken like one tier one tower or like maybe one or two tier ones, but then you're like, should we all just like hang out and farm? Should we all like push? Like, what are we doing?
Right.
So now, I don't know. It's just made me think about that and like how I can make that transition smoother, like as a position four. So like maybe having like good wards, good like aggressive wards that like can help us take our next objective, or like being proactive with like maybe trying to make a smoke play.
Right.
Or just like being more clear with like our communication of like, okay, like we're going to come here now and do this and like stop farming, like or like, okay, let's all go farm but like be efficient with it, or you know, like that kind of stuff.
And it's a hard place to like, you know, you have to be proactive because you find that like reactionary Dota is never good Dota, you know, like you don't, or at least in my experience, it like you don't do well unless you're much more skilled than the other team, as if like you react to everything, you know. It's like, oh, they ganked us. Oh, but we got a counter gank, and now, you know, we're pushing their racks. That usually doesn't happen. Well, it does, but, you know, in our skill level, it doesn't.
Well, we kind of saw that at TI, right? Like, for the most part, like, the teams that did well were the ones that were kind of making the other team react to them or kind of play play their game, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, so that seems to be, Sam alluded to, is where we're like, I think we're at a phase where we're like, we're seeing that, and like we recognize that we have to make plays, but then it's like when we go to make them, we're not like all on the same page, and then like, you know, you have five different play styles coming together.
Right.
So it's like, and then if the thing is like, if like you can get away with all this stuff that like, we're doing in pubs, but like, because like they're just not as coordinated as you are either. But when you're in like private settings or like team games, like team matches where everybody knows everybody and you're like in the same, you know, chat or whatever, right, things like instantly get reacted to, you know, or, you know, it's like Sam was saying, when, if he jumps on somebody and stuns them, hey, maybe he is out of position, but like his teammates are going to be right there versus like in a pub, they're not. They could be, but most of the time, you know, at our skill level, they're not. So if your team's not behind you, then that's when, like, you kind of run in and all feed. In a...
Right.
I think one other thing I want to point out is that I'm happy that... So for the first few weeks, we're trying to do, like, a... two in the safe lane, one in the off lane, one in the mid, and then like one roamer. And I hadn't really played the roaming position before, but I think I've gotten a lot better at it. Not that I'm like really good at it now, but it's something, it was a part of the game that I like never really understood before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a part of the game now that I'm at least feeling like I'm getting better at. So that's nice. Cause it's like,
how
a whole...
do you see? Yeah.
It's just like a whole different way to play the game and like a whole different set of heroes that I'm used to playing. So
do you usually cut you off? I was just going to ask Sam, do you usually play the roaming position?
Before this group of people, I hadn't really ever done that before. I had usually been like a position five or like maybe an offlane.
Yeah. But now on the team, you play like the kind of the roaming position.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah.
Do you think, does the game look different now? Like in general, I don't know.
In what way?
Like now, cause I don't know. It's like when I go from, the game is totally different from when I go to a mid and a safe lane, you know, it's like my whole entire world. Not my whole entire world. That's really, really dramatic. But my Dota vision and what I'm thinking about is totally different, you know?
Yeah, no, it has. I think I've become more aware of the other lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So like because position five, you're really just kind of babysitting your safe laner, maybe mm-hmm. doing some harass, but like really trying to work on the creep equilibrium and like pulling and that stuff.
Yeah.
But the roam, like as a roamer, I find myself being like, okay, like where can I make myself most useful? So like mm-hmm. just trying to keep tabs on like, oh, is the mid guy playing like really aggressive? Like, is he pushed up too high? Like, how's the offlane doing? Like, do you, like, depending on our draft, like, do we have, like, where's the kill potential? Like, do they have a jungler? If they have a jungler, I'm definitely going to go mess with him.
Mm-hmm.
And like thinking about all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the middle game or the late game, I think I still get lost a little bit. So it's kind of something to work on.
And I think we all do. Seems like we all do right now. So
right.
That's funny. Yeah.
That's fair.
No, you had some great, that Pudge game, that first 15 minutes, you had some great rotations.
It felt fun. So my most recent game with Josh, so we had like an Earthshaker and Pudge, and we just kind of like got like an early kill on the enemy offlane, and then that just like kind of freed us up to like go wherever, because that guy then like was super scared slash like kept being out of position. So I got some like pretty easy hooks, and Earthshaker stun makes it pretty easy to land a hook or just walk up and mm-hmm. rot them. It's again like Pudge isn't a hero that I've played much before, but it's been cool.
Nice.
So you guys have your stories of Dota and stuff to share and all that good stuff. And some of those team fights and stuff can be a nightmare type scenario. And I wanted to share a nightmare type scenario that I had last night.
Oh yeah, tell us.
So,
yeah, tell us.
All right. So, as many of you know, I work at Starbucks. Okay. The shift went great. You know, I was there leading the charge, had the coffee shop, you know, around the neck, leading it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Leading it around the neck. Okay.
Heck yeah, man. All right. Came home. You know, hung out for a little bit and. Came time to have dinner, and Katie was out at a bachelorette party, and I was like, well, you know, I think I'm just going to order some pizza. That sounds really nice.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So I ordered, it does sound great. I ordered some pizza. I did Papa John's. They are by far one of my least favorite pizzas.
Why did you pick that one?
They're fine. I picked them because I can order online. And I really like that.
Oh, wow.
And it's fine. I mean, it's fine.
It's right. It's
fine. It's fine pizza. It's not
it's better than Domino's.
It's no Lucci's.
Better than Hungry Howie's.
It's no Lucci's, let me tell you that.
What's Lucci's?
I get Lucci's every time, man.
Lucci's, 5 stars. They're like a New York style place in Kent, and they make really good pizza really cheap. And they,
really cheap? Bullshit.
No, it's cheap. Like, a pizza box that you have to like tilt sideways to get through the door is like $13 or something like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Get off it. So anyway, I ordered my pizza, And I had to, so I went to the restroom. Okay.
Poop or pee? What?
Poop. Poop, Josh. I had to poop.
You couldn't have just said that.
Said something else. Okay, great.
Yeah, so, me too. Thank you. I cleared that up. Thank you.
So I imagine a lot of you can see where this story's going. I'm sitting there pooping, doing my business, on my phone, doing whatever. And I hear the doorbell ring. And I was just like, oh, gosh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
This wasn't the delivery person, though.
No, it was. It was.
Oh, and this is pre-eating. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So this is, yes, it was the delivery guy. And Papa John said it would be like 70 minutes. And it was like, the dude was like a half hour early. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm sitting here taking care of business. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I pulled my pants up, washed my hands. I opened the door. I had my front door open. I just had like the screen door. And I shout out of the restroom. I go, I'll be right there. I just need to wash my hands.
Oh, no.
And this guy doesn't even skip a beat. He goes, all right, man, that sounds good. And I go and get my pizza and then set it kind of like waddle back. set the pizza down, finish my business, and
oh, so you like didn't even like wipe.
What was I gonna do? I mean,
you just pinched it off and then went for it.
Yeah, what was I gonna do? I couldn't just like leave him there.
I don't know. No, I agree. I don't disagree.
So I don't know what else I would have done, but that's nightmare fuel, folks. I wake up in the middle of the night sweating thinking about that.
Oh,
wow.
Man. Yeah. So there's that. What do you guys say we talk about the news now after I just dropped that bomb?
Hey, that sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
To read the future, I need entrails.
So really what's big in the news is we're kind of in like the drop in reform phase. Post with the TI-7 post shuffle rephase thing.
Mm-hmm.
So teams are firming up their rosters and making some changes. And there's a couple of big changes to Evil Geniuses, but first I want to talk about a change that I'm actually very, very, very excited about. OG has dropped Anna, I believe.
Released. Let's say released.
We'll drop say released. Yes, he's I been released.
Negative. I thought he was taking a break.
He was. That's why I'm saying released.
Oh, okay.
Dropped his negative.
Yeah. Okay. Released. Is that released. Good? Enough? Is that great for you there, Josh?
Thank you. I appreciate
Fantastic.
It.
No
problem. And they picked up Resolution, which, I'm very excited. I think he's just such a great player. And I think he's really underrated. And I'm very excited to see what he has to bring to the table.
Boy, Sweet. Brian, that's really exciting. I can't wait to see what happens to OG.
I agree. Obviously, if anyone watched TI and watched Team Empire, Resolution was the only reason they got anywhere, I think.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. So, I mean, that just improved his stake, like, beyond. Like, you thought before that tournament, oh, it's just Resolution. But, like, after that, you really talked about him and you were like, Resolution would have gotten, I think without that TI, I don't think he would be on OG right now, to be honest.
No, I think you're right on point. I think
they may have went with somebody else.
Yeah. I think his previous performance at TI, like in this year's TI, like really helped him get noticed. So really excited, really happy for
I'm
him.
I'm excited too. What do you think, Sam?
So excited. Much excited.
I'm excited to see. I'm sorry, we're using excited a lot. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the mid lane role because he played hard carry.
So. Wait, is he playing mid?
Yeah, he's playing.
Oh,
mid.
I figured they'd move No Tail over to mid.
Yeah, you think they would? But I think they want to keep the rosters like close to what they had, for chemistry's sake.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And they kind of treated Anna as their one position because, they would give him all the farm on, like, an Invoker or an Alk, like, all that stuff. They would he'd be top farm priority. So
I would think that they'd be able to switch things up if they needed to.
Yeah, they probably will. Yeah. I mean, because No-Tail ran mid a couple times on, like, some other heroes. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Didn't he run, like, a mid Naga and stuff and weird crap like that?
I'm not sure about that.
I think he did once or twice.
You
can tweet at me. You can tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, tweet at all of us and tell us we're wrong. I don't care. I've got my fire retardant suit on, so whatever. I don't care. Sam, there's some Evil Geniuses news, correct?
Yes. They also changed their roster, right? Or they dropped some folk?
Yeah.
Why don't you help me out?
So, Zai has been released.
That's right. For Fear?
Right, Fear. And Fear has stepped in from the coaching role and has gotten back into playing professionally. And is that the whole lineup then? Yeah, because they have Fear, Crit,
Sophia,
Universe, Sumail, and Arteezy. And then PPD stepped down as CEO of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
And Phil is now COO.
Yeah, what was he doing?
He was like their man. He was like their, I don't want to say manager, but kind of like their manager. Remember him in the what were those? The like TV show Valve did or whatever.
True Sight.
That's what it was. He was like the one that told. That he was basically like Sumail's guardian in a sense because he was so young.
Oh, I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Phil. I follow him on Twitter. He's a good guy, but.
Okay.
I think he's older, like probably like his late 20s. And
I certainly have to think that Phil's a better choice to run the company than PPD is. After him tweeting about getting business cards at a after party and just throwing them in the trash.
I know. And then he went back and said it was a joke, but it's
who cares if it is or not? You can't do that. People don't want to do business with bullshitters like that.
Yeah, look at our president, man. He's getting stuff done. So he's doing like crazy.
Yeah, he's got the best people doing things.
Yeah.
So. I'm not going to compare PPD to Trump. That's a bridge too far.
It's a pretty far bridge, but I can see the I'm going to back you up on this, Josh. I can see.
I'm not actually comparing. It was a joke. It was a joke. Okay.
I was a little confused. So wasn't there a moment where PPD was the CEO, and then he was also going to play in qualifiers, not for EG, but for like a different team?
Yeah,
like,
his own.
And then they could have faced off, actually, I think.
Yeah, well, that actually did happen. They didn't face off, but PPD did like play on a team for like qualifiers for a.
I didn't understand how that was allowed.
I've got no answers for you.
Like, I could see where they'd face each other, where it would be a conflict of interest, but I don't see him being on a team, maybe necessarily.
I mean, like, I know that, like, if you have a direct invite, it's a little different, but, like, you're still playing in the professional scene. Like, it's the same pool of players. It's the same pool of teams. Like, would you allow the owner of the New York Knicks to play for a team not the New York Knicks? Like, not that you want James Dolan on your basketball team. He's like 5'2 and plays the kazoo. But, like, I don't know. There's something about that that just doesn't seem right. That doesn't sit right with me. I don't know why.
No, when I think about it, it's definitely weird. I mean, when you put it in the basketball perspective, I think it's a little... It's a little different. Yeah, it does seem weird.
But speaking of EG, they will, I think they're participating. Yeah, OG and EG are participating in this Moon Duck extravaganza. Have you heard about this?
Is that the Midas one?
Yeah, Midas mode. So it's scheduled for November. I'm not sure who the other participants are, but EG and OG are in, and it's like this weird event where like it'll be some silly like heroes that are available or not available, and like maybe some like weird mechanics that makes it like easier or harder to like play certain heroes.
Not like what it is?
Not like changing their abilities in the game, but like changing the team's ability to like ban or pick certain heroes.
I thought it was all, was it all based on like money?
So yeah, it's like a market system. It's a market system called using Moon Bucks, distributed to each team to be used at the draft, to ban heroes or to pause the game. So when you run out of money, a certain hard mode, quote unquote, will be enabled, allowing only the quote worst heroes to be selected, and no bans or pauses will be permitted.
That sounds awesome.
A bounty system will be. This is all from GoSu Gamers, by the way. So, shouts to Christy.
Thanks,
GoSu
Gamers. Thank you. Thanks, Christy,
for doing this. A bounty system will be put into place for teams to earn money back through community challenges, like playing a game with techies, killing Roche, but leaving Aegis.
What?
And selecting only flying heroes. So I guess
yes,
some money and some
this
pretty silly.
Incredibly
rings.
Silly.
Yeah. So I can't wait for this. This will be fun.
That sounds really fun.
Wow.
Okay. Have you heard about the King's Cup? This
no.
is a more serious one.
What's King's Cup?
Sounds like a drinking game.
It does.
So this is 8 North and South American teams. And then the winners get a direct invite to one of the minors.
Wait, say it again?
So this has 8 teams from North and South America.
Okay.
And the winners, I don't know how many winners there are, they will get a direct invite to one of the Valve minors.
Oh,
not
cool.
the majors, but the, one of the minors.
So... Okay, so how do you get into the King's Cup then?
7 are directly invited, and okay. 1 is coming from open qualifiers.
Okay, ooh. So you either have to do an open qualifier or be in the amateur scene to make it happen. So theoretically, you guys could make yourselves noteworthy enough to get an invite
sure.
to this thing. Yeah,
or we could do the open qualifiers.
Or do that. Now, see, that's really cool. That makes me really excited for the miners because I know that miners are like smaller tournaments with, what is it, only $500,000 up for grabs or something like that.
But you get those points, right? I forget how that all works.
I'm not entirely sure, but it feels like that's a big deal, though, you know?
So there are some good famous teams in this. Complexity, is.gg.
What a bad time. What a horrible time to be a Complexity fan.
It's a little rough, isn't it? Leviathan, Digital Chaos, Infamous. Those are all direct invites.
Okay.
And then I guess they have a couple more direct invites that they haven't announced yet.
That's cool.
Yeah. Some good casters. We got good old Jack. We got... Dakota, Coddle Guy. We got God Grant. And I don't know this guy, Lacoste.
So wait, so is this a BTS thing then?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess that's it for the news. Do we want to move on to Noobs Ask Noobs?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Holy shit! If you want peace, you must prepare for war. If you want war, you must also prepare for war. The lesson is, always prepare for war!
Welcome to Noobs Ask Noobs, where you ask us questions and we give you an answer. Feel free to ask us anything about life, Dota, or in between at welikedota.reddit.com. You'll see a stickied thread at the top. What are the questions this week, Sam?
Alrighty. So from our friend Elihu, if you could go on any TV game show you wanted, what would you choose? What do you think, Brian?
I'm going to pass to Josh.
TV game show.
So we got like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. Can I go? Because I know my answer.
Go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like Price is Right.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just a fun one.
Yeah, it's fun.
What else you got? Family Feud?
Ooh, wait, I got it.
Yeah.
For me, Supermarket Sweep.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Oh, you guys don't know Supermarket Sweep?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so this is an old show, and it was always on like right after school in high school. And it's this game where like you answer questions, and the more questions you answer correctly gives you more time to shop through this fake grocery store that they had set up in this studio.
Okay.
And the higher value items you got at the end when you did your supermarket sweep, you know, that's how you won. You got the high value items. It was amazing.
So you're saying that you'd be really good at this? Is that why?
I would be really.
Would it just be fun?
It'd be fun.
Okay.
And that's it. Nice. That's all I got for you. Like, that's the one game I'm really interested in.
So we need to bring it back, is what you're saying.
Well, it kind of has been brought back. If you watch the Food Network.
Yeah, they do something like that.
Yeah, you know there's a show called Guy's Grocery Games, which is kind of like that. But there's some cooking involved. All right,
that's fun. I like that show.
I'm gonna pull up a YouTube video here.
That's okay. A great show.
Supermarket Sweep. Hold on here.
Game. So let's get our contestants.
I'll go with mine while you're looking for deeper. I think I would do Deal or No Deal.
Grand total with your groceries.
Oh, that one's stressful.
It's very stressful, but I think I'd be good at it.
Okay. Why?
What game?
Because they want you to keep going, but I would just hit like maybe 75 grand and just kill it. I'd be like, it's over. You know, there'd still be like some, you know, I don't know. I think I would just, I'd stop early, you know, guarantee money.
What game are you talking about, Josh?
Deal or No Deal.
Oh,
it'd be like, oh, the dealer's calling you. And you're like, hit me up, bro.
That's
watch
fine.
Me.
Watch me. The best part of that game is trying to shake Howie Mandel's hand.
Is that a meme or something?
Oh, the dude's a total germaphobe.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm serious, man. Look it up. It's real. It's real crap.
No, I believe you. I'm just a little shocked.
Yeah.
Is that why he has no hair?
He's
afraid
doubt
of
that.
Germs on
yeah.
his head?
Maybe. I mean, I don't want to put it past him, but maybe.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
That was funny,
all right, so
that was a really good joke, Josh.
Thanks,
Dad. I'm watching Supermarket Sweep, the shopping scenes.
Yeah.
Now, what's preventing you from just running to like say the meat aisle and just like throwing all the giant wheels of cheese in your
absolutely nothing. So there's actually a strategy behind this. They like the thing to do. And the people who are like commenting doing commentary for their run, they would immediately go towards the back. And the big ticket item was gold foil wrapped ham.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, oh, Mary's going right for those gold foil wrapped hams. Now, so here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. You only get one shopping cart.
Okay.
Right? So
you have to get really small, expensive stuff.
Yes. There's some sort of trade-off there where, you know, you got to figure out the space in your cart, but you also got to get high-value items.
Per dollar.
Absolutely. Very important.
Per dollar. You want the high.
Right. You want to go directly for those diamond earrings at every supermarket stocks.
Wow.
Wow, this looks... Huh.
Wow.
Wow, I'm seeing one with the yogurt machine here.
I've always wanted to just kind of put my mouth right under the yogurt machine.
This is like a whole bunch of just white people.
I know, man. That's why I'd be so good at it.
Have you seen the... What's I don't know what it was, but there was it was almost like a Family Feud, and then he like tries to kind of like kiss the little girls on the cheeks. It's like real rapey.
Oh, old school Family Feud.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy was always making people uncomfortable.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're like, ooh. Oh, she's grinding some coffee beans here.
Oh, that's time intensive. Just get the whole bean. Come on.
Yeah. It's fresher that way.
Hey, but if you grind it, volume to price.
No, because the whole bean, you have to put it back in the bag that it came in.
Yeah, there's
where
the whole time.
Where else are you going to put it?
There's the whole time factor.
Yeah, but you can shut it. You shut it again. Yeah, you're right. She did. She lost a lot of time there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You got to just grab whole beans. Just throw it in there.
All right. What do you have next for us, Sam? Look what you've done, Elihu.
Oh, this is good. I like this one. All right, so from Wood Squid. What hero would you most and least like as your roommate?
Wait, say that again?
Gosh, holy cow.
Which hero would you... So you get to pick two heroes. Which heroes would you most and least like as your roommates?
Okay, so does that include the mount? If the person rides...
That's all a hero.
A mount. Does it...
Yeah, that's included.
That's included. You have to deal with the mount. Yeah. You totally
All right.
have to
Well,
deal.
So obviously Mirana's out of the picture then, because I don't want to deal with that stupid cat thing.
Really? That'd be a great pet.
Yeah. Well, and I'm married, so that'd be weird.
Oh, yeah. That's too much.
So would they be like, would it be like a situation where I open up my guest room and they're like a guest?
No. I think he's like college roommate. Let's say that.
Well, it's however you live or however you want to do it. I mean, if you want to, you know, make believe that you're back in college, sure. That's fine.
All right.
My whole thing is going to be we're opening up our guest room. You have the baby to contend with. You have me to deal with. Let's see here. Okay, I've got the thing open, the page of the things open. I think I'm going to go with now the low-hanging fruit here is to go a silencer cuz you can You know, if I was a terrible husband, I'd say, oh, silencers so I can shut up my wife and my daughter. But that's not true.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I don't want those things. My wife doesn't bother me in the least. In fact, the exact opposite. And I love the pants off my daughter. Okay. That sounds kind of weird. I love my daughter a lot.
Till her pants fall off.
Right. Let's see. This is a tough one. Maybe Enchantress, perhaps?
Why?
She just seems like she'd be really nice, easy to get along with.
I have some actual viable options.
Maybe kind of annoying. You know, she seems maybe a little too bubbly. Like, you know, we go, hey, whatever your real name is, tone it. Can you just tone it down a little bit? What's
okay,
yours, Josh?
So you have Enchantress. Great.
A great roommate would be, because obviously they'd be paying rent. So you would want Alchemist because he makes a ton of money.
Oh,
so he would
okay.
always pay rent, and he gifts you things,
right?
Like, I mean, real life. So he'd gift you real things, but you know.
So here's my question then. So are we talking just the dude that rides the ogre, or are you getting?
Oh no, everybody's coming.
You get both.
Oh,
no,
it's a hero. Okay. You get both, and they'd be fine. I'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, but then you have an ogre to help you like do yard work.
There you go. See. Win-win. So then...
Get the ogre to do yard work for me.
Dude, he'd be great at cleaning gutters.
He would.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then who I would hate to have a roommate would be either Bane, because he'd give you all nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Axe, because he'd always call you, man. And then he'd like... You'd have to go over to him. He'd constantly be calling you. That low cooldown, man.
So I think a fun one would be Tinker. I think he could help Adriana do her PhD, which would be cool. and
help you like half-ass fix stuff around the house.
Dude, he would make really cool things. Yeah. He could set up a you know, workshop in the garage. I think
he might just reset everything of yours. That sounds like it would suck, wouldn't it? You look up your clock, it'd be reset. You know why? Because he resets shit.
It could be worse.
You know. Or it could just be like we could infinitely use stuff. Isn't that how his ability works?
I mean, kind of.
It resets it though, but yeah. No, yeah.
What if you like reset the gas in my car?
That'd be dope. That'd be dope. Oh, for sure.
Reset the gas in my car. I like that.
I also think Kunkka would be a fun roommate because he just seems like a pretty normal sailor, which like seems kind of like fun.
And that rum.
Yeah, he's got some rum. And then in terms of the least favorite, I think either Pudge, because he's like eating people. I don't want that. And I think he would scare us. Like, he'd be pretty scary.
Yeah, dude, I hate his body. I can't deal with looking at his
body. Yeah, I'd be a little worried.
His model sometimes, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Pudge would be my least favorite.
Yeah, no good. No good. All right, we have any more questions?
We do. We have a bunch more, but let's see. I'll just pick one.
We got time for one more.
Okay. So Elihu asks, a new hero named Sabone is created in Dota 2.
What?
Wow.
What are his abilities?
Oh man, I love this.
Well, I feel like I can't. So I can't weigh in on this.
No, you can, and you will.
You would be an intellect hero.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely not add your strength. That's it. Sorry.
So I think that's maybe by default. Like,
Definitely, that's who you are.
Yeah,
you're
definitely right. Not strength. Definitely not agility. I guess we'll have to go with intelligence.
No, you're smart.
No, you're a smart guy. Yeah.
Sure. You guys are nice.
Normally, intelligent heroes have like a wave clear, right? So what would be his wave clear?
Maybe something with playing the guitar,
like a strum or something.
Yeah, strum. Like a lullaby. Oh, maybe that could also play into like a lullaby feature.
Like a Naga Siren sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if I took a pot of coffee and just splashed it in front of me?
In
like an arc.
In an arc.
Yeah.
It would do damage over time.
That'd yeah.
Cool. It could blind enemies. Yeah. I like that.
It's like a mischance, but
mischance plus damage.
Mischance, okay. And they usually have like a silence or a stun or a passive.
I think
he's got a passive, some sort of like let's say you cast two or three of those in a minute or something. It's like a minute or some sort of it's kind of like Lina's, you know. Like her passive?
Yes, the stats.
And yeah, he just gains
health regen?
Mana regen.
Mana regen.
So it's
great.
Like a free bloodstone.
I like that.
Like a necrophos kind of.
Yeah.
But that's built into it. I like that. Because that seems like a real shitty passive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So an overpowered wave clear mischance regen.
It's an underpowered. But it's, I don't know.
Oh, the passive is just the regen. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What if it also gives him health regen?
But then that's just necrophosis Q.
What if it gives him magic resistance?
I like that. Magic resistance. Let's do that.
Interesting.
Okay. And then let's just do his ultimate.
Okay.
What would be his ultimate?
Ultimate. Let's see here. I'd put on a flannel and side part my hair and.
Ooh, you would pull out like a grill or something.
Go to work.
Yeah. Oh no! You know what? This isn't a knock on you or anything.
Okay.
But,
great.
So it would be something intelligence because Brian, you're really good at like. You know a lot about pretentious stuff, but you're not pretentious. You know what I mean?
I'm a little pretentious. Like you kind of You kind of have to like be one to know one. You know.
Well, yeah, but like pretentious is usually like. a stranger, you usually think, or like not a friend, you know, like an acquaintance are usually a pretentious.
Usually
like,
you say pretentious jerk.
Yes.
And I try to not be a jerk.
Exactly. So it'd be some sort of like, you would gain, I don't know, a ton of, I don't know. I started the ball.
What if I got, if my ultimate was a passive? And okay. What if my ultimate was a passive and every time I use my coffee wave clear, I get like points or something. And once I get enough points, I can cash those in for like a super ability where I like pull out a grill, splash coffee everywhere.
So this is like a, this is
and like suck everyone onto the grill or something. I don't know.
So, like, enemies in an AOE are grilled?
Yeah. Okay. The floor turns into a grill beneath your feet, you know?
Oh, I like that.
So, it's a root and a damage over time.
Yeah. A lot of damage, though.
Like, a lot. But it's a real small size root. So, you, like, want to use it with Faceless Void or something.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
It's like Macro Pyre. It's like Jakiro's Macro Pyre. Who's also one of my favorite heroes. Damage.
I was imagining your hero in a completely different way. I was thinking your ultimate would be like a, like swaddling, because you're like really good at taking care of the kid.
Yeah.
So like you could like, you could like, yeah, you could like TP to like any ally and like bring him back to full health instantaneously or something.
That would be
like
great.
A traveling cheese.
Or if I like swaddle someone, I prevent them from like being affected by movement impairing spells or something like that, because you know, you can't move when you're swaddled and you're comforted, so you're fearless.
Right. Yeah. It's perfect.
It's the first thing that'll go through Axe's taunt.
Maybe it'll be like be like Monkey King, where he just has like 12 abilities.
Yeah. Why not?
Or Invoker.
Or Invoker, yeah. Invoker's really the one.
Sabone's the new Invoker.
Fantastic, boys. Feels good.
Freaking task it.
Feels good. All right, let's put a bow on the show. Sam, last words.
Stay out of trouble, everybody.
Cool. Anywhere we can find you online?
Sam_Wendell at the Twitter machine and the Plaid Pirate on Steam.
Cool. Josh?
You can find me on Twitter at MarDreams. That's MarDreamz. You can find that same one on Twitch. I stream, a couple times a week. And, yeah.
Now, are you guys still playing with the same team here, Mar?
What do you mean?
Like, Sam, you're on the same team. You're on the same team. Is it Mar?
No,
we're enemies.
That's just my username on those accounts.
I'm so freaking confused. It's okay.
Dreams was taken, so I had to come up with something different.
Okay, that's weird. I don't understand. That's okay. Okay.
What's Sabone, man? I don't get Sabone. What's it mean? What does it mean?
We did a whole podcast.
I don't understand
on
it.
Perfect. Great. Thanks, Josh. You can follow the show on Twitter at We Like Dota. Follow me personally on Twitter as well at Sabone Dota, SabonedoTa. Check out the We Like Dota website for links to the podcast and our subreddit and all that great stuff at WeLikeDota.com. Find more information about the We Like Dota League on the subreddit as well. Comments for the episode, all the good stuff. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.